الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This trip of ours, the theme is on Hajj, Umrah, Ziyarah to Medina Munawwara. Hence our topic today will be Ziyarah. When we study our history, this is part of our legacy, honorable elders and brothers. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma performed 65 Hajj and 1,000 Umrah. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah performed 55 Hajj. Imam Sahib was a giant and a genius. He was asked in Iraq, why do you go for Hajj every year? He said, when I study the noble Quran, I found one verse, and Almighty Allah mentioned this only and solely, exclusively for Hajj. لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ O Muslim, O Hujjaj Bayt Allah, when you go for Hajj, you will witness and observe with your own eyes the nafa, the manafi, the benefit and the gain that will accrue, yea, in this world, year after, is beyond our perception and comprehension. Hazrat Piran-e-Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimahullah, when you study his Hayat-e-Tayyiba, you will find Hazrat Piran-e-Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimahullah perform Hajj 50 times. So my brothers, therefore we should know and have the zeal and desire, at least once in a lifetime, I will go to the Baytullah, I will go to Diyar-e-Mustafa, to the beloved city of Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now let's take you on a journey, my brothers. We know in Makkah Mukarramah, there are certain places to visit. Before Hajj, those of you going for Hajj, those of you going for Umrah after Hajj, so remember, try and visit each one of these places. And this is the message I want to give you. How important it is. When you go to Mina, why is Mina called Mina? Simple question. You will find majority of us Muslims do not know. Mina means the dripping of the blood. So that is the place where the Qurbani, the Udhiya, the Hadi, the Hajis are slaughtering their animals. Hence the name Mina. In Mina there's a masjid called Masjidul Khayf. Many a time we perform Hajj, we never went inside Masjidul Khayf. Make sure that at least one salat, you the man, at least you go and perform there. That is where Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the salat while staying in Mina. Go to Arafat. What is Arafat, my brothers? Ma min nabiyin illa wa qad hajja. Every Nabi came and he went to Arafat. And there they cried and they begged and they beseeched Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Before Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created, Almighty Allah took a covenant and a pledge from us as enshrined in the noble Quran. Where did this pledge take place? In Alam Arwah, in the realm of our souls and spirits. Allah Jalla Wala asked our ruh, our soul, our spirit a question.
أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ Am I not your sustainer, nourisher, provider? Where did it take place? At Arafat. Every year we have to renew our vehicle's license. So we, the Hujjaj of Baytullah, go to Arafat and we utter this one word, O Hujjaj of Baytullah. Anta Rabbuna, it is not my shop, it is not my job, it is not my boss who is giving me the wages and salary. It is you, Allah, who is sustaining me and the entire universe and creation. That is the covenant we go to renew our pledge in Maidan Arafat. So when we go to Arafat, my brothers, then we read Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. Ayyul Hajj Afdal Ya Rasul Allah. Which Hajj is the best of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Look at the Mubarak words of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Al Ajju wa Thajju. Al Ajju, raise your voice. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik. You see, brothers, today people are even shy to recite the Labbaik. We should be reading it loudly, the man. And as-sajju, to slaughter the hajj animal, what you call dam-e-shukr, what the Quran Sharif calls the hadi. When we perform the hajj, we slaughter the animal. This will make our hajj the best hajj. Thereafter, we go to Muzdalifah. What is the meaning of Muzdalifah? Muzdalifah means to combine, and we combine our two salats there, Maghrib and Isha. Arafat meant to recognize Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, our honorable spiritual parents, they met there and recognized one another. Now we bring you right to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah. Just now the Jummah Salat will be performed. In any part of the world, we are facing the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam built it. Thereafter you find it went into ruins. The foundation was there as enshrined in the noble Quran. Allah Jalla Wala selected father and son. Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, that you reconstruct this Baytullah. Wa idh yarfau Ibrahimul qawaida min al bayti wa Ismail, Rabbana taqabbal minna. After they built and reconstructed the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafah, they went around the Baytullah 7 times, father and son, to see this no defect. Allah Jalla Wala said, O Ummah, any one of you come for Umrah and Hajj, you have to imitate. فَاتَّبِئُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا Follow the teaching of Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam. Look at the wisdom. Today non-Muslims ask us on the radio. Some of you hear the programs. They say, are you Muslims crazy? For what you going round and round? So we respond to them and say, we are the most sober people on this earth. We don't have wine, we don't have swine. When our clothing gets dirty, we place it in the washing machine. And it goes round and round, comes out pure and white and clean. The Muslim goes round and round to make manifest his love to Almighty Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ That those people who possess true iman, they're intensely in love with Allah. When we go round and round, then we are clean, cleansed and purified with our sins. Therefore, O Hujjaj Baytullah, from now you make this intention. مَنْ طَافَ بِالْبَيْتِ 50 مَرَّةً خَرَجَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتُ أُمُّهُ Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Who performs 50 tawaf? One tawaf is 7 rounds. So 350 times you're going to go right around the Baytullah. You will be so purified and cleansed like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. Imagine. That is the benevolence, the grace, the mercy of all that. We look at the Baytullah. We cry when we look at the Baytullah. Oh Ummah, oh esteemed listeners, what is inside the Baytullah? It is the month of Ramadan. It is the 21st of Ramadan. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to tell Sayyidina Bilal, who was tortured, who was persecuted, there in the land and sand of Makkah Mukarramah. O Bilal, Fatha Quraysh, when you go, my brothers, Tell the taxi driver to take you to Batha Quraysh. Batha Quraysh is going to bear testimony. This is where Sayyidina Bilal was saying, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. Because of that sacrifice and crying of Sayyidina Bilal al-Habashi, on that day before entering the Kaaba Musharrafa, what did Islam teach? Oh Bilal, you are my muazzin. Oh Bilal, radiyallahu anhu warda, you are my minister of finance. Today we're going to honor you as we never honored any person. You climb on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, and you render the adhan for Zuhr Salat from there. When the Arabs looked at this, majority of them, still not Muslim, they were worshipping the idols. When they saw this, they couldn't believe. We are Arabs, we are fair-skinned, and we are the ones today humiliated because we didn't bring Iman. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ Allah took the African Muazzim and put him on the Baytullah. Not only that, my brothers, then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, now open the doors of the Baytullah. For you in Durban, it's very easy to remember this. You can't forget this. When you look at the different portfolios of the Baytullah, Siqaya, the people in charge of Zamzam, Rifada, the people in charge of feeding the pilgrims, the Mu'tamireen, the Hujjaj, the Zuwar, whatever intention you came, you are the guest of Rahman, the guest of Allah, we will feed you. And then the Sidana, the person who had the keys. I was just seeing if I have my keys, now I gave it away. So anyway, that if you have the keys of the Baytullah, that person who has the keys of the Baytullah is called Sa'din. You know here in Durban you have your Sa'din run. So you can't forget, right? So just to give you an example. So Sa'din is the man in charge of the keys of the Baytullah. So the keys were taken away from them, from the non-Muslims. Allah Jalla Wala revealed the verse, fi jawfil Kaaba, inside the Kaaba. What did Allah say? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا Allah commands you Muslim, give back the keys to these people. The person couldn't believe, the keys are taken away and now it's given back to me. Better I read Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasul. Not only that, my brothers, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Shaabi family, خَالِدَةً تَالِدَةً Today we give you the keys. These keys will stay in your progeny till the day of Qiyamah. So when you go inside the Baytullah, never think it will not happen. Cry, Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes inside the Kaaba Musharrafa. If you go inside today, we go inside and everything happens so quick we don't know. But remember, if you go inside the Baytullah, then you will see, as you go inside, then on the opposite wall, there's a marker there, there's a sign there. Our Habib Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood there and performed the salah. What is inside the Baytullah? Inside the Baytullah, there are three pillars. Inside the Baytullah, there's tiles everywhere. Inside the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa, there is a door. Many people think it's air conditioned, there's no air condition, nothing. It's a trap door. On the 9th of Zilhijjah, when the 2 million, 3 million, 4 million people are now going to leave for Arafat, that's the day the whole team comes in with the kiswa, with the ghilaf. It's 5 pieces. And then the team comes in after Ishraq. And then they enter the Kaaba Musharrafa. Then they climb on the roof of the Kaaba Musharrafa from that door. If you are inside the Kaaba, on the northern side where the Hatim is, so that side there, the door is there. So from there they enter. And then for each wall, one ghilaf, one piece of the ghilaf. And for the door, the golden door, one more piece. Before, now this is another place you should visit. Ask any taxi driver, outside Makkah, there's a place called Masna'ul Kiswa. Go there, inshallah, they will allow you. It's called Masna'ul Kiswa, the Kiswa factory. If you went in the 50s, 60s, 70s, everything was done by hand. But now they use all the technology and machines and so forth. It cost them 20 million Saudi riyals plus. Every year on the 9th of Zilhijjah, they change it. where Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, the court of the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look inside, you will see there is a green parda, a sitaratul khadra. So here we call kiswa, here we call ghilaf in Baytullah. There we call it gumbat-e khizra, the green dome, qubbatul khidra in Arabic. And the inside, we call that a sitaratul khadra. That is the green curtain that is around. That green curtain is also manufactured at Masna'ul Kiswa, but that is changed after every 5 years. I'll take you just now there. So inside the Kaaba Musharrafa is the only place in the world. Anywhere you read, you face this way, anyway. I'm reading there, you reading there, our salat is valid. SubhanAllah. So this is what you see, my brothers. Next to Masna'ul Kiswa, then there is a museum there. You must and should visit this. Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he reconstructed the Baytullah, there is one pillar he used. That he passed away in the year 73 after Hijrah. Before that, the Kaaba Musharrafa was rebuilt. So that pillar you will see in that museum there. So I hope, my brothers, we don't just go to the malls and all that, you know. Today, if you ask a South African, when was I meet you? He will say, meet me at Dawood Mota. You know Dawood Mota? Bin Dawood, we gave him Dawood Mota, you see. So people, no, there's more to Makkah than Dawood Mota and all the malls, brothers. We need to know all this history. It will inspire us for the future. Quickly, let us take you to Medina Munawwara. We stand this side. Nowadays, the Imam does not stand here, where you normally know he used to stand. The first 6-7 serfs, those are known as the extension Tawsiyah to Usman radiallahu an, Mihrab Usmani, where Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an and the Khulafa after that used to stand. Now they are standing, the Imams, there in Riyazul Jannah. The first 6-7 serfs are totally open and vacant. People come from Babu Salam, and it's thousands of people entering. You enter from Babu Salam, you leave from Babul Baqi, and you make salat and salam in you. So we stand with love and respect and reverence. And what do we say? As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. But what is inside, my brothers? Did we ever think? So I'll take you for a journey from outside. You see the green fence that you see. That green fence was put up, erected more than 550 years ago by Sultan Qatibai. So imagine that green fence is there for more than 5 centuries, almost reaching 6 centuries very soon. So this was his contribution. He rebuilt Masjid Nabawi and then they put it. Then you go further inside. What do you find? You find a steel ring there. Total steel ring. Who put that? Sultan Nuruddin Zangi. Do we know his name, my brothers? Who is Nuruddin Zangi? Nuruddin Zangi was there in Syria. He's buried there. I went to his Mubarak grave as well. My brothers, if you know about the Muslims and their great, great contribution, then you will know of Nuruddin Zangi, rahimahullah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in his dream. Oh, Nuruddin Zangi, these two people are my enemies. You need to sort them out. He woke up. He made Mashura. And same night he left. And he came to Medina Munawwara. And he told them, I'm giving all the men an invitation. When he invited them, then he could not see these two people. He said, is there anybody else left? They said, yes, there are two buzruks. Buzruks, inverted commas. The whole day they making ibadah, zikr, tilawat, and once a day they go graveyard. He said, summon them here now. When they were brought, these were the two culprits. What were they trying to do? To exhume the Mubarak body of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To steal it. Allah forbid, Allah. But Allah shows us, Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Allah is protecting you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even today, the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being protected. He said, let me see where's the evidence. Where do you stay? So they went there. First, they couldn't see anything. When they moved things around, they saw that they are digging a tunnel. And they were very, very near. And that's the time the dream was shown to him, Nuruddin Zanki. He used to cry and say, Allah, you use me for this great task. They executed them and asked them, why have you come? He said, we are agents for the non-Muslims. They paid us so much and therefore they were executed. He said, now we build a wall of steel and nobody can enter beyond that. If you go inside that, you will find a wall, a building, a structure, and that is Khumasi, a pentagon. We know another pentagon, learn this pentagon. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, built a pentagon. What is the pentagon? He said the Kaaba Musharrafa has got four walls. I don't want to imitate and emulate the Kaaba Musharrafa. I want to build a pentagon. So for five walls, it is. So nobody could come to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam Mubarak. So God. So we have the green fence. We have the steel wall. We have the pentagon. And then you have Hujra-e Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. You have the room where Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, where Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place. So when you enter, if you're going inside, you know where is Babi Jibra'il? From Babi Jibra'il you enter, then you will see a big lock there. I haven't been inside. So remember, if you go inside, you will see they open that, then you will enter through there. And that is the house of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an. And there's a mihrab they call mihrab ut-tahajjud, where they would read the tahajjud salat. And after that is what I mentioned to you. So when we go, my brothers, don't just perform a hajj and a umrah or ziyarat, perform a quality hajj, a quality umrah, a quality ziyarat to Medina Munawwara. Quickly thereafter you go to Masjid Quba. Every Saturday almost Nabi alayhi salatu salam would go there. Man ata Masjid Quba, whoever man tatahara min baytihi. And then he makes wuzu at home and reads two rakat salat there at Masjid Quba. Kana lahu ka ajri umratin. You receive the reward of umrah, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. Jabal Uhud, go and visit. Jabal Uhudin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. Now they have put lights and everything. Go night time and see the beautiful landscape of Uhud. Then you go to Baqi. That's a different topic. There's no time, my brothers. Me and you, we should be crying. Like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Allahumma arzuqna shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawtana bi baladi rasulik. It's mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Ya Allah, give me martyrdom in your path, Ya Allah, and let me pass away in the city of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wherever we are, my brothers, we can make this dua. Another dua we should be making. When you go and read Salat in Salam, you will see the frames, the hadith is written. But we don't know Arabic, majority of us. We don't even read it. Shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati. Ya Allah, grant us the intercession of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is how, inshallah, the love for Almighty Allah, the love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love for Islam will increase. And then Allah Ta'ala, bar bar le jayenge. Allah will take us time and again, time and again. Who doesn't want to go? We all want to go. So read from today, you start after Jummah. Two rakat salat, nafil salat. And read, if you know the ayat by heart, very good. Otherwise, I'm giving you the reference. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. And then we all know, next to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Shaykhina Barid, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain. May Almighty Allah protect Masjid al-Aqsa. We thank all of you, the trustees of Masjid, the Sufi Masjid, our Imam Hafiz Fuad Sufi, and all the trustees and all the radio stations. And mashallah, we thank the Capital Group as well. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.